Offices and cubicles. The office has three types of workstation setting. Some companies provide a single office for each employee. Other companies have a cubicle system, and some companies have desks put together in a large open space where everyone sits. I'll separate this lesson into these three categories. Desks all together. If you are in an environment where you have to sit at a desk right next to 15 other people with the same desks, I'm sorry for your situation. It's very uncomfortable working like this, but it is a reality. Here are some things I heard from people in this setting. General statements or complaints. It's not that bad, but there is no privacy. I wouldn't mind it so much if the manager couldn't see every minute of my day. I hate it. Even if they can't give us offices, they could at least give us cubicles. The reason I hate it so much is because I can't take a small break. Since the manager is always looking at everyone, even when I am not working, I have to pretend like I am. There are a lot of distractions. I can hear everything everyone says in the whole office. Mary sometimes turns on the music. It's not that bad, but sometimes I want it quiet. If I have a complaint about something, I can't talk to the manager because everyone will hear. I have to set up a meeting and use the conference room. Questions and requests. I don't have another outlet near my desk. Can I get a power strip? Can I move to a different location? The sun always glares off my monitor, and I have trouble working. Can I sit on the other side of the room? This is too close to the door, and it gets cold here. I get hot easily. Would it be possible if I sit next to the door? It is much cooler there. Cubicles. A cubicle is a work area that is separated by small portable walls. It is generally about 4 to 5 feet high, and it gives a little more privacy. Although it's not as good as an office, it is much better than having to sit in an open area looking at everyone. Another benefit of having a cubicle is that you can personalize the space. There are small walls to put up pictures, decoration, or to put up a whiteboard or a corkboard. I sit in the cubicle down the hall. It's next to the conference room. My cubicle is directly on the other side of this wall. Come by sometime. The files are on my desk in my cubicle. I'll get them for you. I walked by your cubicle and saw a heater. Where did you get such a small one like that? I think I want one for my cubicle as well. There are a couple of people with the name Steve in our office. If you say Steve real loud, you will see two heads appear at the same time. It's quite funny. If you hear the term cube farm, it is referring to a huge space with a lot of cubicles. I heard ABC Company has a serious cube farm. Even the CEO has a cubicle. I think that's pretty cool. How big is your cubicle? My cubicle is about 5 feet by 6 feet. It's roughly 5 by 6. I'm not sure, but it fits two small desks and a drawer. I guess it's big enough for me. Office. If you think having an office will stop all your complaints and you will be happy, you are mistaken. It's amazing how people with their own office still find things to complain about. I am just as guilty. I remember when I was sharing an office with one other person. I was complaining about not having my own office. And when I got my own office, I remember complaining about getting a bigger office. When I got a bigger office, I remember complaining about not having a window office. Isn't it strange how the complaints never end? Let's see some of the sentences for this section. Why is Jack's office so much bigger than mine? I'm next in line for a window office. How come you gave it to Paul? There's an empty office across the hall. Can I have it? It's great having my own office because I can surf the internet and take a real break anytime I want. The privacy is probably the best thing about having my own office. I can't imagine working in a cubicle again. A common phrase you might hear from your manager is to come to their office. Can you stop by my office? Stop by my office when you get a chance. Let's meet in my office. If you want to stop by someone's office, you can say this. Can I stop by your office after lunch? Can I come by your office now? Can we talk in your office?